USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president addressing a large red, white, and blue crowd in Toledo, Ohio at a COG Keep America Great rally. Earlier in the day, President Trump, speaking at the White House, standing firm on his decision to kill top Iranian terrorist Soleimani. The president telling reporters, "We caught a total monster.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious."
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi on Capitol Hill holding a news conference and holding a war powers resolution vote in the House aimed at limiting the president's ability to strike Iran in the future. It's a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it weak because it will never become law. It's basically the House sending a note to the president saying, "Hey, we don't approve of you doing any further action against Iran." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So when will House Speaker Nancy Pelosi send the two articles of impeachment over to the Senate? The matter's still up in the air. Reaction now from South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham.
So what I would suggest we do, if we have to and hope we don't, is that deem the articles delivered upon passage, set a date certain for the trial, give the House notice we're going to start the trial this date, send managers over to present your case.
In other news, CNN settling a multi-million dollar lawsuit filed by high school students Nick Sandman over its botched coverage of a viral confrontation with a Native American elder that portrayed the Kentucky teenager as the aggressor. He was wearing a President Trump red MAGA Make America Great Again hat. CNN settling with Sandman for an undisclosed amount of money. On his Twitter account, he posts, "Yes, we settled with CNN. Now his attorneys will go after NBC News and The Washington Post." This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump plans to ease some environmental regulations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
At a White House event, President Trump described many federal regulations as job killers that he says waste considerable amounts of time and money. He insists there will still be strong environmental and safety standards in place, but says he wants to speed up approvals for pipelines, drilling, and highway projects. Airport expansions and the construction of mines would also be covered in a revised federal rule. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Prime Minister of Canada reacting to the plane shot down by an Iranian missile. Most of the victims on board connected to Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the plane that crashed that killed dozens of Canadians appears to have been shot down by an Iranian missile.
Canada is working with its allies to ensure that a thorough and credible investigation is conducted to determine the causes of this fatal crash.
Speaking with reporters, Trudeau says they have intelligence and evidence that indicate the plane was shot down by Iran. I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green, the Dow gaining almost 212 points to close at 28,956. The Nasdaq up 74 points, the S&P 500 up almost 22 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.